Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to my video and podcast, Rejection and Pain, or How to No Longer Experience the Pain of Rejection. And in this video and podcast, I show you how to no longer experience the pain of rejection when prospects, customers, clients, or even potential lovers say no, by no longer giving other people power over your happiness, and by putting only yourself in charge of your happiness, and by pre-paving your way every day with rituals of success to raise your vibration, so no and rejection are meaningless compared to your dreams and your high vibrational state, and then you're able to create and attract whatever you want to create in your life. So enjoy my video on podcast, Rejection and Pain, How to No Longer Experience the Pain of Rejection. If you get something from us, please share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Creation. There will be a link in this post or video about that. And come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies so that you can create and attract to yourself the freedom and the happiness and the abundance that you desire. All right, so here we go. Rejection and pain. Why people say no and how to never experience the pain of rejection ever again. The only reason anyone does anything is for two reasons: to avoid pain or to obtain pleasure. If you have an amazing product or a business opportunity, the only reason anyone says no is because the pain of saying yes feels to them as being greater than the pleasure they might experience from saying yes. In other words, in their mind, saying yes means some form of pain. Fear of loss, fear of money, fear of loss of self-esteem from friends because they'll make fun of you, or you'll feel bad about yourself because you made a mistake, buyer's remorse, etc., etc., or feeling, you know, loss of self-esteem if you fail, or even feeling bad if you succeed, if you have contrary beliefs that there's somehow there's something wrong with success and abundance and wealth and so forth. Fear of loss of friends because you're doing something different and entrepreneurial. So that's another fear, of course. Fear of loss of approval from family because, again, you're doing something different and entrepreneur that those other people don't believe in because they're trained to believe just in the 9-to-5, work, trade hours for dollars kind of thing. Or some other pathology that that person has about success and money and wealth and riches and so forth, such as money is evil or not spiritual or rich people are unhappy or I'll have to work hard to and sacrifice things I like if I do decide to get involved in what you're offering, or I'll have to do things I don't like. I'll experience the pain of rejection. I'll have to do things that I don't want to do to achieve success, etc., etc., etc. So there's a general psychology of why people say no to things that could really, and you know how good it is because it has improved the quality of your life. But there's a reason why people say no to things that could improve the quality of their lives, and they're all about pain and fear. Whereas people who say yes are saying yes because they feel that the pleasure of saying yes and the pleasure of success, good feelings they'll experience if and when they could and do succeed, far outweighs any fears or possible pain of failure. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the countless reasons why people associate pain with success and wealth and riches and money, etc. But suffice it to say, the main reason people don't pursue their dreams or do things out of the ordinary, you know, out of the ballpark of 9-to-5 trade hours for dollars, is fear of some form of pain. I know that the psychology is pretty fucked up for sure, but nevertheless, most people equate some form of pain with success and wealth because they've been trained to believe that there's something wrong with succeeding or wrong with being wealthy. And so they sabotage their success, or they do nothing towards achieving success and freedom, which is really the same thing, in my opinion. And the key to everyone's liberation, the key to your liberation, is to focus more on the pleasure of gain, of what you could gain by doing this, rather than the fear of what you could lose by doing it. And I've already covered this subject a thousand times in my other videos and podcasts, articles, and books. But the main point I want to focus on here is how you can best handle rejection in your life and business, and not only not be negatively affected by rejection, but be empowered by it. Because let's face it, there's probably nothing worse than the feeling of rejection. I know that's how it is for me. That's why I've shot so many videos and I've done so much about that whole rejection thing. So why does rejection suck so much? Why does it hurt so bad emotionally? Why does it feel so painful? Simply, it's because you are now focused, when you're feeling bad from being rejected, you're focused on what you don't want. First, you were focused upon what you wanted, which you felt good about, you know, your object of desire. Felt good, you know, the possibility of having that. But then your object of desire says no. Now you're focused on what you don't want, which feels bad. The only reason you wanted the job or the lover or the sale or the customer was because you thought you would feel better having it. And it felt good imagining having it. The rejection feels bad because you're putting your happiness in the hands of someone else or something else. You essentially were giving the power of your joy away to someone else, even someone that you love. So the key to your liberation is to not do that. Stop it. The key to your freedom is to put no one but yourself in charge of your happiness. And the key to your empowerment is to get yourself to a place where rejection empowers you rather than disempowers you. Because a no gives you more clarity about you want, about what you want. So every no can be a benefit. What are the benefits you can get out of it? And there are a few keys to get you to this state of empowerment from rejection and from getting no's. One is the art of pivoting and immediately focusing on what you want. Because you're never more clear about what you want than when you're clear about what you don't want. So as soon as you get a no, do not focus on the no. Do not focus on your pain of feeling rejected and head down a train of thought of disempowering questions, such as, why did he say no? Why did she say no? Why did she reject me? Why blah, 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 blah. Why don't they like what I like? Why can't I get a yes? Why? Don't head down that rabbit hole of disempowerment, that rabbit hole of questioning, that path of questions that imply negativity. Instead, head down the empowerment question path that presupposes solutions. So instead of going down a pathway of questioning that presupposes problems, instead go down a much more fun rabbit hole that presupposes solutions, aka questions like, what's good about this? How can I be empowered by this? How can I enjoy this process? Okay, I've gotten an even greater burning desire for success from this. Yay! I've got more clarity about this. I've got, you know, clarity about the kind of lover or job or business or customer or prospect, etc., that I want in my life and my business. Or don't ask any questions at all and just focus on what you want. Now, a really empowering thing to do is a technique by Tony Robbins where you put yourself in a really high vibrational state using affirmations and locking those affirmations in with physiology and sound, such as clenching your fists, which is my favorite thing to do, and saying, yes! And then when rejection comes, it is nothing because that low vibration of no is pale in comparison to the high vibration that you have created and generated and have locked in with the physiology of yes. The key is to pre-pave your yes vibration every day with affirmations. First thing in the morning. If you don't, your vibration won't be high enough to deal with the old pain of rejection that keeps kicking your ass every single day. And it doesn't work to try to get yourself into a high vibrational state if you have already been floored by rejection and have to pick yourself up off of the canvas and try to recuperate. That's not what affirmations are for. That's not what meditation is for. It's not what putting yourself into a peak state is for. They are the pre-paved solution, which keeps the enemy, so to speak, away entirely. Not something that will vanquish the enemy when it arrives. There's a classic line from Abraham that is an apt description here. Hey, Abraham, I've just jumped out of the airplane, but I forgot my parachute. What do I do? Abraham responds, don't worry, it'll all be over soon. In other words, if the monster is in your face, knocking at your door, knocking your door down, kicking your ass, it's too late to do anything about it. The most self-empowering key is to put yourself into a peak vibrational state so that when the monster comes, you're nowhere to be found. You don't attract and you don't create the monster, and the monster actually doesn't even exist. Or you're in such a high vibrational state that one little rejection is not a big, huge monster. It is just a little microscopically a tad annoying mosquito and absolutely no big deal. The key always is pre-pave your way to success with daily success rituals, like using my success rituals, meditating, affirmations, etc., and pre-pave your peak state into such a powerful vibration that you become an unstoppable champion of success and happiness. You become the good giant, and problems and challenges and rejection are all just ants below your feet, just something to step around or stomp on. So put yourself into a peak state by preparing, pre-paving your vibration into an unstoppable, positive, abundant, happy state by dedicating for yourself and for your empowerment an hour of power every single day, or a minimum 30 minutes to thrive, dedicated to meditation, affirmations, visualizations, reading from or listening to positive, uplifting success and law of attraction training before you do anything out into the world. Prepare your inner world first to create and attract your outer world as you want it to be, and to raise your vibration to such a high state that little things like global pandemics or economic downturns or little piddly rejections, little no's, little objections, little challenges, etc., are all just little minor piddly insignificant inconveniences that you think about hardly ever at all. They may be in your periphery, but they are not what you are intently focused upon and naturally easily focused upon, which is feeling good, what you want, and your goals and your dreams. Those are the most important things to think about because it feels good to think about them. Everything else is just a mosquito to swat or pay no attention to whatsoever. Nothing has the power to negatively affect you in any way, no matter how big and monstrous it may seem. It's all how you react and how you are focused that determines your happiness and success, and how you are prepared, pre-paved, how your vibration is pre-paved and prepared in a way so that you're not negatively affected by anything. Focus on the monster, and the monster will surely get you. Focus on your dreams and desires, and you will get your dreams and desires. And you can easily and efficiently prepay your day for joy, abundance, and success every day with my free daily success ritual audio and video series that will eventually be for sale only as they expand and as they grow, because they are becoming very quickly an entire seminar. So I price them right now as being absolutely priceless. $297 worth now available for free. Just go to successrituals.info. That's successrituals.info. And if you want to empower yourself even further in regards to rejection, so that you no longer have a fear of rejection, and this fear no longer sabotages your success, check out my video and podcast series, Success Anchoring, especially Success Anchoring number 2, which is about rejection, in my daily Success Rituals series at successrituals.info. Again, currently free, but after a while, they will no longer be available for free. They will be for sale as part of an entire seminar. So I hope you got something from this. I hope you liked it. Please share it with your friends if you did. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, services, and amazing support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio, and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction, so that you can easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires to yourself and in your physical reality at top10secrets.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life and your relationships to unlimited heights of success, to achieve the freedom you desire and help you create your amazing dreams into your physical reality. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and adventure and fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!